children probably out there stomping around in puddles, but put one down the back. And do you want to just stay there? Is that okay?
We're all kids.
We're all kids. Yeah. Okay. Who likes drinking this stuff that comes out of our taps? This liquid. Yeah, it's pretty good. I like to have a good glass of it in the morning when I get up. And we kind of need it too, don't we, in our world about us, although we're getting quite a substantial amount out there today. But it's really important to us as farmers, you know, we kind of need it to make our grass grow and feed our animals and everything like that. So, and I'm Mr. Gardine. Where's John? He spoke a few months ago about water, and he spoke about it being three parts, a solid, an ice, a liquid, and a steam. So water's an amazing thing. But also Jesus used it as a message in the Bible. And yeah, he demonstrated with John. And what do you think? I've got the kids here to help answer, but they didn't go in just for a dip. What kind of would have been happening on that particular time that Jesus and John met with a group of people and they went into the water? Anybody?
Baptism.
Very good, Kayla. Okay, and we could get baptised easily out there because there's quite a bit on that corner. But anyway. Jesus, I've just got some notes here in my hand. Jesus also was about 30 when he was baptised, and it's the start of his mission. Some 21 years ago, I was baptised too, and I was about 30. So don't be adding up my age.
We're already there.
It can be done at any age or any stage, and I had the kiddies here. I had some pictures that I had taken, and that was of me, that I was baptised there, and Mr. Hooker, he baptised me, it was, as I said, 21 years ago. And it was kind of a real special thing. And at the time, Kayla actually found these pictures. That was before and that was an after, so it actually did happen. And Kayla, she was there as well, and she was only about 2 at the time, and she was just sprinkled with some water. So it was quite special that we were done to get baptised together. And Jenna, here's a picture of her, and she was about 3 months. So I'm sort of talking today with the adults, any age, stage, time or place that can happen. So and it's really cool because the girls of their own, our girls of their own choice, were baptised later on when they were teenagers. So yeah, and I kind of like, as I'm going to talk about later, I am quite passionate about baptism. I liken it a bit like this ring on my finger. It was a commitment that I made to Gavin, and it's a commitment I call a ring on the finger for God. It's an outward sign of our inward faith. So it kind of it's biblical and it's really important. So, you know, there are lots of parents out there, and we've got little babies coming into our church and babies on the way. So, I mean, they may be thinking of that down the track as well. So, yeah, it's just something for us all to contemplate as that time goes on. So we'll just pray for our wee ones here. Lord Jesus, we just give thanks for our young people, for our babies to be born, the babies that have been born, and also, Lord, of the children that we have here amongst us. Lord, as parents and church, Father, that you charge us with that to bring our children up into that fullness of knowing you, Lord. Mm-hmm. And we just pray that today that we can be examples of that, and that your word would go out in that part, Lord. So we just pray this now, and we just ask that you watch over them as they are all off on holiday, and that your hand of protection is over all of them, Lord, and their families. And they're just having a nice, restful, peaceful time too. We ask this in your name. Amen.